Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Moving on, let's talk about rugby, because apparently we need to talk about rugby, actually. We want to find out what happened with South African rugby invitation withdrawal, and joining us is the coach of the Tel Aviv Heat, Kevin Musikanth. Morning, Kevin. How are you?
How's it going? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to speak to you again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while.
It has.
Kevin, take us back to the beginning. How did the invitation come to you, and who sent it?
So, last year, around about April, we were warmly welcomed and invited by the Bulls in preparation for our Super Cup semi-final and to trial a few players. And we actually played five in Pretoria, in and around the clubs. And during that period, obviously, we had a great tour. There were lots of South Africans in our team. And about sort of August time, Saru made contact with us, and I went to go and meet them. And they started speaking about our invitation into the Curry Cup First Division, which subsequently, with the international teams, became the Mzansi Cup. Because one of our competitors, the Black Lion, who plays in the Super Cup, which is the competition we play in Europe, was a participant in 2022. They were looking at putting us in the competition. And over the period of a few weeks, couple of months, we got a formal invite from Saru, signed off by Yuri Roo, and then later on ratified at General Council, where we were officially a participant sort of around December. And then during that period, we started being put in fixture lists, liaising with Saru, liaising with competition, and getting ready for the Curry Cup.
So this was common knowledge. This was public knowledge. People knew about this. This wasn't something that just happened very, very quickly. And then, you know, it was like, oh, no, you can't do that. Let's withdraw it. It was already in the pipeline.
Yes, well, yeah, for sure. The discussions were held from August with the various participants, and of course with us and Saru and commercial partners. And then it became public, I think around December, late December,
mm-hmm.
Sort of early January type of thing, once it was ratified. And yeah, no, it wasn't, we weren't invited, you know, unofficially in February and then dismissed in February. Not at all, no. Yeah. We were in the competition.
Okay, so how did you find out that there was... When was the first time that you got an inkling that things weren't as you thought that it was?
Actually, I never got an inkling that we would be... that Saru would withdraw us. There's always sensitivity, of course, and Saru seemed to be committed to our participation. The only time I got an inkling that we were going to be withdrawn was when I received a call telling me that we are going to be withdrawn because of pressure. And then a few hours later, it hit the press.
Unbelievable. So when exactly was that?
That was two Fridays ago, I think. A Friday ago, yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Who are the other international teams that are participating, Kev?
The Dabbles, which is Spain.
Yeah.
It's a team in Spain. There's talk about some Mexican team. I don't know who they are. Kenya, Namibia, Zimbabwe. Yeah. And us. It was going to be us.
Mm. It's just a terrible missed opportunity. But all the same. Because, I mean, you know, with sport, it really does have the potential to unify people, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
for sure. We experienced that when we went to the UAE, being the first time, you know, opportunity straight off the Abraham Accord.
Yeah.
The UAE hosted us, and subsequent to that, we played against Saracens. We've been in England and right around Europe. So obviously, of course, it unifies, you know, it's the one area that is, I would say, is sacred in terms of, you know, let everybody play together. We have players from all around the world. We have players from all races, all religions. In fact, most of our team is actually South Africans that now lose out. And most of the players and coaches are involved with the Tel Aviv Heat because they didn't get opportunity. We're a new club. We're a new franchise. Even though we're going into our third season, most of the players and coaches and management that are attached to our team are people that didn't get opportunity where they in their home countries. And of course, it's, you know, we've got Israelis, and this is very paramount to the development of rugby in Israel and our program, which we're proud of. But the truth is, we all people that haven't had the opportunity where we are. So, you know, this team is cross-cultural. Like, it's a happy story. It's just such a pity that South Africa doesn't get to experience the happiness attached to this team rather than focusing on all those, you know, all the difficult parts, which of course is there. And, but maybe this team could have made inroads into showing something special.
Kevin, who are the team members? I mean, tell us, I mean, they're all Jewish Israelis. I mean, who are?
No. No, okay,
so,
not at all.
So tell us who the team is.
First of all, as far as Israel is concerned, we have Druze, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and that's from the Israel contingent.
Mm-hmm.
Then from the rest of the world, we have Namibians, South Africans, English, Welsh, Ukrainian, Fijian, so Samoan. And, it's completely cross-cultural and diverse. And all the coaches are, most of the coaches are South African. I mean, I'm South African Israeli.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. What a missed opportunity. Just before I let you go, how's your Hebrew coming along?
Hetsy.
a little. Kevin Musikan, thank you very, very much for your time this morning, and I wish you and the Tel Aviv Heat all the best, and may your message of unity and, you know, players who play together, let's play together as human beings. Thank you very, very much for your time this morning. Be well.